Hi, and welcome to this next session. My name is Kevin Waldeck, and together with Ulf Björkengren, we will speak about designing an open communication framework for the connected car. This is a project within the Geneva Alliance. It's a non-profit organization. It's an open project, meaning that all the work or things that we will show today is all open source. It's available. The project itself is also open, and meeting minutes are online. So if you see anything that's interesting today, there's definitely good opportunities to contribute. As we're talking about the communication framework, maybe one of the first thing is to kind of clarify, yes, it's the kind of data that is communicated. So we will look at the kind of needs or requirements that we had in mind when starting to design this framework. Then we'll go into depths of all the different kind of components, or not too much in depth as it's a short talk, but we'll talk about the different components that we have in this framework. And second part of the presentation will be a demonstration, especially focusing on the vehicle server, which is running in the vehicle, and the client that is retrieving the data. So it's more focused on the part where the vehicle is sending data. So the general needs that we had to kind of consider where there are a lot of different types of data that can be generated, and of course different use cases in using that data. But some important things is that we can kind of categorize it to personalized services and big data services. If you look at what the needs were, of course we have to be able to retrieve data from the vehicle. That's the basics. We have to have some kind of subscription mechanism, so when new data is becoming available, we can get an event and fetch that data. We also have to consider that the vehicle could be offline for longer periods of time. Still, it has to collect data. It has to be possible to retrieve that data. We could also consider streaming APIs and also customized jobs when we assign different jobs to the vehicle, saying that, okay, now in this next journey, the focus should be on this type of data, because obviously the vehicle generating tons and tons of data, and we need to be able to specify what data should be transmitted really. And when it comes to big data services, we can also consider things like creating some kind of analytics or histograms and other type of advanced services like media streaming. It's also a source of data in the vehicle, could also be used in some use cases. To enable all of this, the first thing we considered was, okay, we can select different components, we can build different services, but in essence, we also need to have some kind of common language. And for this case, it's a common data model. So that was the first thing we set out to use. And we decided on using vehicle signal specification. So the vehicle signal specification is it's an open protocol. It's been developed by Geneva for several years. And the main things it was kind of considering when starting to build this was that, yes, it has to be easy to read and write. For a human, but it also has to be computer processable, so we can build different types of abstraction layers. It can also be used directly in different systems, and so the YAML format was selected as the format to go to specify it. Here's an example of how it looks like. So in the gray box we have vehicle.body.windshield.front.washerfluid.level, so quite a long path, but this is how it's kind of built up as a tree structure with different paths where it starts from the vehicle as the main object, and it goes downwards to all different types of sensors, actuators, attributes. So it supports both, or it supports fixed values, signals, which is more, which are dynamic values that can change any time. Also actuators, so different kind of computers that can perform simple functions. And here are some examples how it looks like. And in the YAML format, we have the data type defined, unit, the type, and description, and of course this is easily extendable to other type of data as well. Now the communication framework itself, here's a kind of splash view of all of it. Starting from the bottom right, we have the software that is running inside of the vehicle. We have the OEM cloud, so the vehicle manufacturer cloud, in the top right, and on the left hand side we have third parties. So of course, in the communication framework is basis to support different services using that data. And typically that can be third-party services. And in the bottom right, we have the core of it where we actually produce the data in the vehicle and we capture that data. In this, we also have this gray box which shows that the data model VSS, as mentioned, is used. We also have our GitHub link, so you can also download the presentation right now or afterwards. You can also follow the links. You can get the repositories. And here right now in this red box, this is where we are focusing this talk a bit, is definitely the demonstration, where we have the data server in the vehicle that provides the data to the vehicle client. But before demonstration, we can look at the components. So starting from the in-vehicle components. First thing we have here is the state storage. It's a simple mechanism of getting input from all the different sensors and networks in the vehicle, and then outputting that data to the data server that has the interface to the cloud. In our proof of concept implementation, so we have done a proof of concept implementation, which we finished by the end of last year, so just a few months ago. There we have built this POC with a relational database using SQLite. The manager implementation is done in Go, meaning that it set up the database, takes care of the configuration, and then in the end, the data server, which needs to get access to data from the state storage using SQL directly. In the GitHub repository, we have all the documentation of how that is set up and also how it is being interfaced. So that's the kind of simple way of handling the latest cached or known data values of the vehicle. Next, we have the data feeder. In the proof of concept implementation, we looked at different simulators, vehicle simulators, how that can be used. In the end, we decided for a bit more simpler approach that we have another database running in the vehicle, which actually possesses data that has been captured in different ways earlier, or let's say real trip data. And when we play that simulator, it just feeds the previously captured data into the state storage. So it's a simple way for us to kind of use data we collect on the streets, just put it in the vehicle. We run it, and then constantly, as the timestamps update, it sends new data updates directly into the state storage that can later then be transferred to the cloud. The in-vehicle data server, this will be one of the key focus points in the demonstration. It's using the W3C VISS V2 protocol. And we have done the implementation here that we have the protocol implemented exactly as it should be in the vehicle. It is a data server. So it's a data server because, of course, the vehicle is the one that possesses the true source of data. It constantly being updated, new type of data. And then it exposes that to the cloud so it can be fetched. When it gets a request, the data server simply looks in the state storage if that data is available in the POC or proof of concept. We return dummy data if nothing is found. And also this data server is implemented in Go and fully available on GitHub. So you can check it out also and how that works. So on the cloud side, we have first off the vehicle client. So the vehicle client, of course, is the one connecting to the data server. So, of course, it's also using the VISS V2 protocol. And then it pulls data in our proof of concept implementation and on a periodical basis. The protocol itself supports subscriptions. So the vehicle or the vehicle client can really subscribe to different events based on what the interest is in a given moment, that what type of data to monitor, what type of data to look after. And as soon as data is being retrieved, that data is then being stored in the database on the cloud side. In the proof of concept, we have implemented the database also as a relational database, also SQLite, similar to the in-vehicle state storage. It's using Go language as the language to kind of build a manager to set it up and configure it. But it can